Okay, that gives you an extra die. So you got four die.
Four die. Five.
Okay. So, you break out into sweat.
Was it a dream? Oh, it's just a dream.
And it, as you sit up, is that what happens?
Okay.
As you sit up, you see a figure at the foot of your bed.
Veiled woman?
It's a veiled woman.
Is it a womanly figure?
Yeah.
I die for her.
She seems surprised as you catch
drive home! Drive home!
If I have sucked you, I my apologies.
Put her on the bed. We're marrying you now!
I die for her.
You catch her. We'll actually make a coordination with the charity.
You aren't doggy after all.
Yeah, maybe she can dodge you. Roll up.
Roll my coordination plus dexterity, you said?
Uh-huh.
Five.
Okay, so you catch her. Then what do you do?
Take your veil off. Suppose it's dark, huh?
Very.
Probably the candle burning.
It's kinda, I'll pull her over near the candle.
All right.
I pull up her veil. All
right.
Does she look like my mom?
Mother. I did not really die. Oh, yes.
And ask her if her name is Maria or whatever.
And what's your name?
Maria.
Cutie.
What are you doing whispering to me at night?
I'm here to warn you.
Right.
About the curse.
Uh-huh.
She says that I am involved in the curse too. For a witch woman told me that I was destined to marry the future king of Korak and become his despotic wife.
And become his despotic wife?
Yes, it's important. His despotic
wife. What do you
have
to look at? Oh, you're supposed to be where you say gods and monsters don't exist. Or alternately, ooh, witchy woman.
Kirk. Oh, witchy woman. That'd be all right.
Well, I'll turn up the... I'll light a lamp. Not the rest.
Okay, so you light a lamp. More light in the room.
Okay.
You can see that she came in through, like, a secret door in the wall.
Damn. If only you had searched.
Okay. I'll, sit down with her.
Okay.
So...
What are you interested in?
the witchy woman said that you would be a part of this?
Yes. She foretold this long ago. Well, when I was but a child.
Uh-huh. And why is your father trying to keep us apart? Our love knows no bounds.
He is trying to protect me. Word is said that all the queens come back.
Yeah, well, Oedipus didn't need to do that.
Kill
your father? You had something to do with killing your father, didn't you? Now you're wedding your mother.
Damn. Okay.
I keep pocket knives out and weep in your eyes.
You can still save yourself. If you return to your land, to Alvaro.
I cannot. My duty lies here. I look for
him.
and see if there are any weapons on her.
Weapon of love.
Make a search.
Okay.
Roll. Turn around, not like that.
Filter everywhere.
I'm
not that kind of girl.
Filter everywhere.
Six. Oh, yeah, six. Do I have a guard in front of my door?
Yeah, you have a crafting guard.
Okay.
I'm not one of these sissy guards.
I'll walk over there without giving her a chance to run off. And I'll say, guard, summon the two foreigners.
Yes, my lord.
Without leaving your post, yell at someone else.
yes, my lord. There's a guard like at the end of the hallway. So he yells at some of the corners. Meanwhile, since you're going to be involved, we might as well do this now.
Go down to the holodeck. You guys still doing this crap?
I'm
actually sleep in the holodeck, do I?
You? Well, you sleep on a bed in the holodeck.
Really?
Well, no. You lay down like 2 minutes later.
I'm up again.
You're up again.
But that's not about the time problem. Nothing.
Yeah, you're still lying now. Right. You're wondering why it hasn't done it. Because actually, what's happening? So as you lie down for the night, a couple of minutes, you're starting to fall asleep. This is boring. What is the going to change? There you think.
I could go work on that bunny.
Make a perception roll.
Alright.
Well, yeah. So.
I think it's 3 dice for me.
Yeah, just perception.
5.
Somebody smells funny in the room. I mean, rotten eggs.
Sulfur?
Well, not me.
Go in my window.
You open the window, get nice and fresh air, and you hear behind you, good.
Hold my sword.
Get your sword from the bed.
Drip, drip, drip?
Yeah.
Drip, drip, where? Where's the blood?
You look, and you normally keep more candles up. You got a candle on, like usual, like everybody does.
All right.
And you look out in the middle of the room. There's these globs of this viscous substance. You can't exactly call it this.
Ectoplasm.
Falling, And as you watch, they get bigger. So they form, a fairly sized good pile.
All right. Go around and open the damn door.
So as you walk over, you go around it.
Yeah.
A technical comes out of it.
A what?
A technical comes out and lashes out at you.
All right. Whack it. And I scream like a woman. I feel like a human asking for my other foreigners to come and help.
Two arms, foreigners.
I'm
a foreigner.
You're a native.
You feel like a foreigner.
I'm a foreigner.
You feel like a foreigner.
Don't be insulting me.
Holy crap.
What? Damn, I wish I knew some foreigner songs.
So make
I got a fever of 103.
Yeah.
Okay, this is
What is the
initiative coordination plus dexterity plus your sword skill.
I was confusing it with Jay Giles. Maybe it wasn't centerfold.
That's Jay Giles.
Yeah.
Wow, is that just that, right?
Angel in the center.
No coordination plus dexterity plus your sword skill.
Okay.
You can add. Oh no, you cannot add courage. You can add courage to attack.
Test to your resistance.
You know, you guys
could have been it. Maybe I almost had it. I didn't do it.
Maybe.
Oh, there it is. The fourth.
Wow. Somebody's walloping your wagon.
The only one of these things. The only one that I killed. All right. Can you tell?
That's a very skilled pentacle beast, though.
He's going to go on 13.
What? He's going to go on 13? What's that mean?
So that means, you know, you roll this as a skill, and that's...
Add the skill. Wow.
The weapon or whatever you're using.
My ass. I get a 7, fucker.
And,
I just thought it was pretty damn good.
Okay, so he's going to go first, from highest to lowest. So the highest person...
Wait a minute, I have There it is, initiative.
No.
But that's something else.
That's just for now.
Okay.
What's initiative?
That's what you're known for. So...
Having good initiative.
Yeah, for thinking for yourself.
Alright.
Taking action when others falter.
Alright, so you kick my ass.
So, what it attacks you, it's going to need to attack you once.
Am I allowed now to believe in monsters?
Perhaps.
Okay.
So it declares, and then it does its first action. You can... dodge.
Yeah.
Immediately. Which will affect the rest of your actions, but not the dodge.
There's some kind of like dodge for the whole round, right?
Yeah, but you have to get to the clear.
Which you have to clear first. Oh, that kind of sucks. So
right now you can dodge just one technical attack. So if he had to clear 4 attacks, he'd be able to dodge.
Dodge.
One. But he's only declared 1 attack.
Only declared 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have cut more.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, I'm thinking he's really good.
Yeah, you should declare more.
So, like, 6 attacks, and you should still be able to wild.
Six?
Yeah, so he's at -5.
Damn. You can do as many as you want?
It depends. Oh. He's got 8 technical. I mean,
okay.
You can actually do that. You could probably fire a phaser 2 or 3 times.
Well, I used to. When I fired a fire 3 times.
Yeah.
Alright, go. Do your best.
So, are you going to try to dodge?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to dodge this round.
I mean, this is the first attack. When you declare, you can either try to dodge the first attack.
And then Dad's supposed to dodge all the rest and may have a shot.
Yeah, or you can just
suck up
the normal dodge.
I'll suck up
this one. Okay, try to suck up this one.
Knock me out in the first round.
Could be.
Still rolling that many dice?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Coordination. That's only with the highest I count.
Hey, I wear decorative symbolic sashes, pins, and belts. It's my everyday clothes.
Every day. You have a uniform, buddy. Stay in it.
Starfleet, I'm afraid, allows statues and officers to decorate the uniforms with these culturally vital accessories.
So, you know,
I find a Starfleet regulation that lets me wear a short skirt. Just like in the old days.
Those are
fine. Yeah.
If you're a woman, you enter the captain's cabin. There's only one way out.
So it hits you once.
Hits me once.
And it does 15 points.
Fuck. How does that work?
Subtract 3.
So you subtract 3.
Well. Wounded plus 2. So I should have
plus 2. So you have plus 4 in all your actions.
Plus 4?
Yeah, cumulative. So you're almost out of cost immediately. Basically, okay, so you took 15.
1 point shy of being completely
ineffective. He's got a resistance. Your resistance is 2, which is equal to your fitness.
Okay.
Plus toughness, and you have an interest in you.
So
it's 3.
I beat
2. Your resistance is 3. And even you have 3 hit points.
But not really.
This plus this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure the safety protocol is in place.
So 15, yeah. So -3, so
we'll find out here in a second.
Okay. And each of the wound levels gives you a plus to
be something you can roll for the
freaking. Okay, now it's your turn, Earth, Claire.
That hurt.
Hell of a lot.
Really hurt?
What do you mean, really hurt?
Safety protocol. Did my character get hurt, or did I get hurt?
Your character got hurt.
All right. Alright, so, my dodge include getting the fuck out of here?
You can run.
You could be a free whack at me, and that's the deal?
Well, no, you can dodge and run. You can run. Dodge doesn't take a damage at all, but it's got to be declared. You can run and dodge. And if you roll a athletics run...
Oh, fuck this.
You can get out of the room before I
attack
you.
Okay,
attack it.
Yes.
Screw
this. I'm getting away
from
this.
How many times?
Once.
Okay. Do you dodge?
No.
Okay, attack it. So your sword has accuracy of 7. Which means you normally need a 7 to roll a 7 to hit.
Oh, I see.
It's got a block of plus 2, which means when you block with it, you can add 2 to the end.
Oh.
Okay. And it does damage.
Why didn't you tell me that earlier?
Sorry.
I can dodge.
That's true. Typically, yeah. So you could have dodged or blocked.
And what did I do? I sucked it up, so it wouldn't matter.
And it does damage equal to what?
4 plus 2d6, plus your strength edge.
What's this here? This is damage?
Yeah.
What's the courage can be used for?
Courage could be used...
Extra dice?
Not extra dice, extra point.
Extra point, right. Kick this fucker's ass.
To actually hit him, but not the extra damage.
But... you get higher than a certain amount over your.
If you get 13, you can do an extra die damage.
All right, it's my only chance of getting out of this.
All right, a whole second mission.
Screw you.
You can run out.
Perhaps. I don't think I'd make it.
You don't think so?
You whack me again. I'm not making it through another fucking whack.
What's your athletics?
Athletics? What do you mean by athletics? Under fitness, you mean?
No.
Strength?
Skill. Athletic.
Oh, that's right. I do have a base athletic. So I have a 2 athletic.
Alright, so...
Is anything like 3C squares?
All right. So you need a 6 to run out of the room.
That's all I need, and I'm out?
In one round.
Oh, in one round.
And you've got a 2, so you'd only have to roll a 4.
So you need a 4 in one of your 3 dice.
Yeah, got that. But he still gets a whack at me.
No, you already whacked at you.
He whacked at you. Whack's coming.
Right.
Yeah,
he whacked at you, and then if you run out, you know, he's out of range.
I'm out of here.
Are you going to try that?
Yeah, hell yeah. I didn't think I'd get out. I thought he was going to whack me and get up out right now.
Only if you miss a roll. Then he whacks you, then you run out.
Oh.
This is like getting the door open really quickly. All
right. So I just need to roll, whatever, my athletics, right?
Uh-huh.
Athletics is also fitness, coordination. Fitness. 3 plus this plus...
You're fine. I'm
so 11, 13.
You run out.
Bravely.
Well,
13, I run
out.
You walked out quickly. I run out
bravely.
can't see. Look.
Alright.
You're in the corner.
I'm in the corner. Okay. Door's open behind. And by now, I there's somebody coming, right?
Were you yelling?
Yeah, I yelled. Earlier, yeah. Well, I don't know. I maybe have to declare it or something. So
I didn't
hear you yelling.
Yeah, I feel like I yell like a girl, but all manly like.
I see. So there is a, guard coming. One of the Albaroth guards.
All right. Watching Tentacle Boy in the door. Through the door. So I mean, this is the next round, right? Or what?
It's the next round.
Disappears.
Of course.
All right, so the next round.
All right, next round.
So now there's a guard next to you.
Yeah.
One of the Albaroth guards.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Good. I'm back.
And
milk and honey, baby. Splash some milk and honey on that thing.
You know, he sees a creature.
Oh, he does. Okay.
That cannot be. There are no monks.
No. I'm heretical by believing that.
No, yeah. Most everybody is rational.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
I thought I was speaking heresy.
No.
Here you are.
Oh, here I'm being heretical.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Alright, cool. So, what do you say? Let's go whack at it. Let's kill it. Kill it, kill it dead.
Kill it, you say. Alright.
Yeah.
So he tries to attack.
Well.
Alright, so initiative. What's he get?
Oh, fuck.
It's like a
5
or 6.
It's
like 6.
This is initiative,
right? Monster. Yeah.
Initiative.
13. I can get 13. I can do it. Five.
And it Alright, so declares two attacks on the guard. Actually, seven. So he moves up, two attacks on the guard, one attack on you.
Alright, we can move.
Alright, so he moves up. What'd you get on your sir?
Oh, five. Six.
Okay, so you declare next.
Oh, so whack at it, good. Good and hard.
How many times?
Oh.
Ooh.
Just one. I'm fucked up, man.
Four.
I'm all fucked up. Yeah, I'll be lucky to have one.
Actually, your initials suck, dude.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Okay, so the guard's going to declare.
Yeah.
Alright, the guard says you should run away while he holds it off. And he attacks.
Fine idea.
Twice.
Okay. Attack twice. Or attack once.
You attack once? Okay, well, so he does it. Let's see
what
he does. So he does 15. Scratches it a little bit. Your turn.
I don't know what he declared already, right?
Yeah, he's going to attack it again.
He's going to attack it again. It's going to attack him once more.
Twice. Yeah.
Twice more, and then it's going to attack me.
Right.
So I've got, like, two attacks and then run away.
I'm safe.
Sure, you can do that.
Holy crap. I'm doing like no shot at killing this. I need a 7. And random dice plus my four skill, which sucks. So I need to roll 6 as well. And with, which is what I need anyway. So let's do it. 6.
What
yeah,
do
twice.
You
do? I'll do it twice. And then step backwards. Actually, so that would be 3.
So you're
three.
Actually at -4 to run in the lake.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's true.
I mean, you made your roll by a lot last time, but yeah.
More guards! And attack and step back.
Okay, attack at once and step back.
Which would mean a total of -5 then, right?
Sure. So you can hit
it. It was fitness, right? Just fitness?
Right. No, coordination plus dexterity.
So what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. Okay, just a perception. TV hero screaming outside. So you missed it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the next
four.
Little thing you haven't heard it yet. Oh wow. I've been doing this. So it attacks the guard. Hits him. Put over points to the guard. The guard is 2, so he takes 9 points. 4, 6, 8, 9. He's incapacitated.
Who is?
The guard.
The guard.
The guard's unconscious.
Well, I couldn't heed till he fell.
So he doesn't do anything this round. Just round combat, and you step back.
Yeah.
It attacks the guard again.
Evil, slimy, cuckold evil.
That's it for this round.
More guards!
Keep yelling?
Yeah, more guards.
Initiative, then. Okay.
And the negatives.
It's gonna slither away.
Slither away?
Yep.
Alright. Guards! Alright, okay. I follow.
you slither up the wall, like behind a tapestry, street, and then kind of disappear.
All right.
Another guard comes in. All
right.
Oh my God! What happened to Roger?
Roger got fired.
You finally wake up.
Did it leave a gooey trail or anything?
Yeah. There's a gooey trail.
Let's follow. Mount a posse of
at this point,
honey,
a guard comes up, one of the Corinthian guards.
Yeah, whatever.
Saying, the king wants to see you and the other foreigner.
This is when I come running in my pajamas.
Yeah.
What's going on?
He's trying to sleep.
Really.
Quick, run back and tell him to join us here. Do we have, like, armor?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not wearing it, obviously, now.
Not right now.
Slap some of that baby on and wait for the king to get back here. After all, he's pals, right? He'll go down the dungeon with it. You can tell us whatever you need to tell us.
So you wait for the king? Okay, so the guard comes back and says there's been some trouble with the foreigners. And they request your assistance. Actually, what the hell were you telling the king then?
The king.
Well,
the king.
I'm asking.
Tell the friend. I guess
you
relay the message.
Yeah, okay. He can relay the message. And they request.
I'm gonna look for a door behind the tapestry.
Yeah.
The kind tapestry you see, like, a little, yeah, people.
The people. All right. Well, I'm gonna still look for a door.
Okay.
A little tiny person.
Well, it was liquidy. It could have been.
Maybe.
Yep. You could search.
Me too. I want to search too. Actually, I'm kind of fucked up.
Get a guard.
I don't have first aid.
I know. Ask him guard. Oh, the other guy. He just relayed it.
So I don't think you have to have first aid to roll it, do you?
Nope.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
Well, I'm not fucked up.
Just mental.
So I'll roll first aid on you.
I'm
looking for a...
Search
your door. So it's a search and then a first aid roll?
Yep.
Search. No. First aid. Is it intellect?
Yep.
Okay. So
it's a skill most of course.
Got a 10?
No.
Okay. How injured are you? You're wounded?
He's wounded.
Okay, so you're an 8.
Oh well. I have medical science for psychology or medical science.
Medical science has one. So
no,
seven.
Only seven.
Okay, so oh. she bandages your wounds a bit. You don't get any better than this. You stop bleeding. All
right. You show up. We get a note back from the guy saying he's not going to show up.
I'm the king. You're supposed to come to me.
Oh, come on.
I will ask that guard to send whatever 5 guards who he personally trusts to
okay.
help him.
Yes, my lord. Okay, so a few minutes later, 5 like Corinthian guards come up.
Right.
Okay, they're here to assist you. They're like
you didn't find anyone. Just the people.
Did you summon all your guards?
Sure.
The rest of them are still alive. All right, so they're 9.
Try to tear open the
door. Right,
I have them check the wall for anything I might have missed.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't work.
And
tear open.
Oh wait, what's the gun you're supposed to search?
Two.
Oh, 2. And you? Were you looking?
Sure, I'll search.
I'll ask some of the guards to.
You can roll a 6.
Yeah, I can.
You know, I'll ask some of the guards to take away, the dead body and take, take care of it.
Perhaps you should have a Kerrigan. Take a look at you.
Yes, and once you get one over here. Didn't happen.
Okay, so they get someone to take a look at you.
Alright.
They get someone to
you
take care of the dead guy.
If they don't
someone finds, you know, like, a secret door.
Alright, open that door up.
Yeah, so it opens up into a room that's all filled with clutter.
Okay.
And stuff. And the slimy trunk goes into the clutter.
Okay. And disperses?
Well,
okay.
Somewhere behind the clutter.
There's still slimy loop on the ceiling where it dropped in?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Is there a trail coming from the gloop? Or is there a hole in the ceiling? Is there a trail to the...
It looks like it came out of the hole, went up to the ceiling.
Ah, so it can travel on the roof.
Okay.
Ceiling.
Alright, and while all this hubbub above is going on, I'll go talk to the king.
Alright.
Alright, man. Follow it in the clutter. Kill it. And I'll stay here and have the Kyrian look at me.
So they start, so the men start, you know, moving the clutter out. You know, getting ready to attack it. Meanwhile, Princess Egli.
Oh, thank God.
Comes up to visit you.
I'll say, meet my mother.
Oh, hi.
Good morning.
I,
my mother.
Walk over to you and, say,
when
I really need to know.
I'm going
to
hate that we call them your mother.
You know, she's got a really nice voice.
Who?
Moria.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wondered if you could tell whether she's lying.
I could try.
And,
you should know that some sort of slimy tentacle thing attacked.
Well, I really like him anyways.
Attacked me and killed one of my guards.
Character.
And then oozed through a hole in the wall.
Well, I think I'm hearing spirits and starting to go crazy. I wonder if she's
okay.
A really old being instead of
okay.
Every one of them looks the same. It's really the same.
Okay,
name.
I'll ask her some questions and
okay. What?
Do my little psychology.
What's your real name?
Okay,
now, tell me a lot.
How old are you?
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of crap. Say your shirt's red. Okay.
All right, so make a, your empathy. A set of empathy.
You can't, right? Okay, whatever. Do we know that normal holodeck creatures can be, you know, empathized with?
Yeah.
The computer probably takes it into account because I'm a beta zoid.
It can do something similar.
Yeah,
I
your
go,
character isn't a beta zoid.
I go and look in the secret door.
That's true.
I go and look in the secret door.
You can use
your
so-called,
you know,
sure.
Well, I can use psychology.
Where's the secret door lead to, I ask her?
Like another room, like a storage room or something.
Is it all fluttery?
Yeah, it was all fluttery. So. Alright, so you...
I shut the secret door.
Let's see what you need. 8. No, 7. 2-2. Right. Officially. Yeah, this is a lot longer than I thought it would be. You guys. Talk too much.
What?
so it's 5 plus
focus.
Okay.
Let's see. Receptive empathy. Target of one's own race. Theoretically, is not. Unreceptive. Okay, so difficult will be like a 4, 7, 10,
13.
13? I'll make one less than 10.
No, I got an 8. I can make it 10.
No, you can't tell she's lying.
Okay.
Not really. She seems to be telling me. I mean, you know, she has a nice smile.
Sure.
She
seems
fantastic. You know, she seems like a nice, normal girl.
Sexuality.
No, not really.
So she
just
a witchy woman told her that she would become my despot queen.
Maybe we should go talk to the witchy woman.
That might be reasonable. Is the witchy woman still alive?
I don't know. This was, you know, well, she was but a child. So, 15
women have a tendency to live to be really old.
Sure. You want to
find her? Really old at that
point. She was already an age tag.
So is the how do you feel about your father?
He is, he's good to me. He's a relatively good father, tries to protect me. She's not involved in affairs of the state, so she doesn't know how good a ruler she is. But
yeah,
the people in their little fort all seem to be
efficient,
relatively happy.
Okay,
So, you know, the guards clear out the room, and the trail leads up to a window. Not going
out. Okay. Can't follow any further.
And a couple of them get bitten by, you know, these sets of bees. You know, just some bugs in them.
Okay.
Great.
So they're a little crouchy.
Carrigan figured me out.
A little grouchy.
Carrigan doing anything useful?
The Carrigan. Okay. He heals you one level.
All right. Thank you, Carrigan. First decent person I've met in this game. Land.
Cursed bloody gloomy land.
All right. So, where was this witchy woman? Farther than half a day?
Yeah, like a day.
Nope, that's right out.
Your person lands are about 2 days worth. It's like the next land only, when the barons land.
There's no way to track this thing after it went off to where it went?
Well, it went, okay, so it went outside the window, a window outside the castle, so, it's, you know, you'd have to go down to actually, like, see the track.
What is it?
From where you are, though, you can't
tell what the creature is.
Well, can we see slime trail being along the wall somewhere?
Yeah, you can see slime trail going down, and okay. Then, you know, you kind of lose sight of it. Kind of
follow us now, let's kill it. It's going to be the source of all evil. This monster.
Right now it's not raining, but it's kind of windy.
Okay.
And the clear. Cause is still overcast, you can still feel it.
Okay.
Thunder in the distance.
You want to kill the monster? Kill the monster.
You got all the guards, feel free.
Alright. Hell. Alright. Get the guards to work. Kill, kill, kill.
So you go after it?
Sure.
With all the guards?
Yep.
Yep. Should be enough, he says.
Alright, we target the chick for a while, nothing happened.
Yep.
So, how do we break this curse? Because clearly you're intended to be my bride.
She doesn't know.
You mind if I call your mommy?
I do not fully know what the curse is.
Okay. I'd like to go talk to the advisor.
Okay. Make a... Do you have any tracking sword skill?
Me? No.
Okay. make a
bring a guard who tracks.
I don't know if a guard who tracks. Make a perception. Okay, so you start tracking him. It leaves a slimy trail over the moat. Well, the moat's empty. Actually, no, it's a whole lot. So... On the other side of the world. The trail starts, goes into the underbrush. Do you have any physical science skill?
Yes. Which one, though? You physical science, as opposed to space science.
Yeah.
Not handy, huh? Nope. Doesn't look like any other kind of science besides
okay.
That. Yeah.
So, once it gets into the underbrush, it's much easier to track because it, like, tramples it all down. So you keep following this report. So Elmwood comes in, you know, kind of tired. Will she see me, my lord?
Sorry for calling up. I'll introduce him to the guy's daughter.
This is Moria.
Recognize this, I think?
Victor?
No. Her face.
Oh, sorry. You just introduced her as Moria, though. Right? I mean, she does have a similar... look to your departed mother.
How did my mother die?
I don't know. You seem reluctant to say.
But it's still alive.
the recruiter.
No, just the whiny cat.
Has it been whiny?
would you prefer to tell me side as opposed to in front of her?
Yes, the possum probably would be better not to. To let Peter, Moria, hear this.
Okay. Would you two feel free to chat?
Sure.
I will walk over.
So he says, your mother was starting to go mad soon after you were born. And she had never been she had always been a very gloomy sort of woman, so she killed herself.
So I'll point out that every wife has looked just like that.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's a relatively, you know, it's not a common one.
All the fashionable women look like that.
Madame in the '80s, man, they're everywhere.
Yeah, is he sure that? I mean, the madness seems to have something to do with the wives. Is he sure that, you know, she's not a witch who's lived for 400 years? Did my mother seem to get old?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, I'll live a new year for a few years, but I think she does get older. She was always very sad.
Mm-hmm. Old soul.
Okay.
So any idea how to break the curse? I could always marry this woman here.
That one?
No.
Marrying?
Well, it looks like my mom.
Oh, I'm just not going to cure any curse.
It will not be advisable.
Really? But it worked for every one of my relatives.
Seems like, why break the golden thread?
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
Kill it. After a while, God, I think you lose track of it a bit. So you search around some more. The ground gets more marshy, so it's kind of harder. So, as soon as you try to pick up the track, you hear a scream.
Okay.
You rush off to scream. You arrive at a hut.
Okay.
A hut of peasants. You know, the door's open.
Alright. Rush in.
You rush inside with your men. Ta-da!
Domestic violence.
She'll say arrest him, and then when you try to, she'll hit you with a frying pan. Don't you touch my man.
Inside you find a teenage boy dead. Looks like it was mauled or something, and a woman, an older woman, unconscious.
All right. Fail, go out here.
Make a search.
Nope. Slim trail is goes up to the old woman, then stops.
Good old
problem solved.
That's not going to trail.
Boy, true.
You don't see a spine trail. One of the guards points out, looks like the boy was stabbed.
That's different.